So do soldiers in the battlefield need to put on tefillin? Now, obviously, if it's a pikuach nefesh situation, that's not what we're talking about. If there's any suffix of pikuach nefesh, obviously you don't have to put on tefillin. You don't need to do any mitzvahs or patur, mekol mitzvahs of Torah. And obviously, if there's a completely safe situation, like during training or something like that, where you're totally not, you know, in anything important at that point, let's say, then for sure you should have to wear tefillin. The murkier gray area is when you have someone who could put on tefillin. It's not going to risk their lives or anything, but they're involved in an important mitzvah purpose. But for them to do both of them is a little bit difficult because they would have to take off their helmet, or they may have to get out of their gear, or they can't fit it under their arms. And so it would detract from their mission that they are supposed to be doing, which is a mitzvah mission. Are they supposed to put on tefillin? Or do we say, osik b'mitzvah, you're involved in a mitzvah, you're pater min mitzvah. So Shulchan Aruch has this case where you have people who are writing tefillin and mezuzahs. Them and their merchants and the other merchants, sounds like there's like these brokers, which we'll talk about in the middle. Anyone in the supply chain, v'chol ha'oskim b'melecha shamayim, anyone else is involved in this, is pater from putting on tefillin all day, says the Shulchan Aruch, except by Kriya Shema and tefillah. In other words, they still have to wear tefillin by Kriya Shema and Shemon Esrei. Says the Ramah, v'ima yutzrichim lasos melachton, if they need to do their work during the time of Kriya Shema and Shemon Esrei, they're pater from Kriya Shema, tefillah, and tefillin, because kol osik b'mitzvah pater min ha'mitzvah acheres, and therefore, im tzarech litroch achar acheres, in other words, they have to go do the other mitzvah, so then they're, meaning if they would stop their mission to go put on the tefillin, that would detract from their mission, mitzvah mission, therefore, but if he says if you could do both, then obviously without any problems involved. So, I mean, of course, you have to do both. Fine. But our case, if soldiers in a battlefield, they're not at risk, let's say. They're in a base or something which is safer. But for them to go strip their arm and take off their helmets and stuff like that would be a cumbersome activity and would detract from what they're supposed to be doing. Or then, again, no pikuach nefesh involved. Would they be chayiv or not? So it sounds like from Shulchan Aruch, they would be pater. But what about... Here's the truth. So yeah, if they can say Shema, if they can. Again, if they could do that without detracting from their mission, they should do both. But let's say they're in a case where it would detract from their mission. They're not going to get punished for it, but they could take a break. They're supposed to be doing something. Or they have to stop what they're doing, which is a mitzvah purpose, to go put on mitzvah, and says Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, they don't have to because that would detract from their goal of what they're supposed to be doing, which is saving lives, let's say. Or involved in Pidyon Shvuyim, rescuing hostages. Comes along the Magen Avraham and raises an interesting point. What about if those soldiers are mercenaries or paid by the government for their role as a soldier? So the reason why they're on the battlefield is twofold. No, it's number one, that they're doing a mission which is a mitzvah purpose. But it's also because, I mean, it's not a great job, but they're getting paid for their service. So if you're getting paid for your service, does that detract from the Osik B'mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah? So the Magen Avraham says, based on Rashi, it sounds like this case of the merchant selling the tefillin, the broker is Patur from, you always say Osik B'mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah because these brokers weren't paid at all, it sounds like. But if they would have been paid, you don't say Osik b'mitzvah pater min mitzvah, because they're not involved in a mitzvah. They're getting paid for their service. So then he says, well, 1 second. We know that if a person finds a lost object and he goes to return it, he's pater from doing another mitzvah in the middle of while he's returning it, because Osik b'mitzvah pater min mitzvah. But what's he going to do as soon as he gives back the object? No. He's going to demand a reward. So therefore, he says, you see over there, we still say Osik b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah, even though he is going to get a reward. So then he says, well, there's a fundamental difference. By the case of the finder, what is the primary reason why he is returning that object? To fulfill the mitzvah. But by the paid merchant, what's the reason why you don't say Osik b'mitzvah? Because what's his primary purpose? to sell, to make money. So the upshot of the Magen Avraham, as the Mishnah Berurah codifies this as well, is what is the primary purpose why you were doing this mitzvah? Are you doing it for money, or are you doing it for the mitzvah? Which then leads you back to our case of the soldier. Is the soldier primarily doing his service because he is being paid for it? Or is it, I mean, most the Israeli army probably not paying that much, but some armies, you know, in an American army or something like that, he is getting paid a decent salary, perhaps.
I'm not a career soldier.
So a career, maybe in this case a career, or someone who's doing a mitzvah. Any case, someone's doing a mitzvah and he's getting paid for it.
Mercenary is not doing for the mitzvah.
It's a pure money.
Financial
agreement. So according to this Magen Avraham, he would not be, even though he's doing a life-saving mission of saving someone's life, since he's getting paid for it, you wouldn't say, Osek b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah, and he would have to put on tefillin, even though he's going to do something. Again, if it's pikuach nefesh involved, maybe different. But pidyon shvuyim, he's going to free a hostage, which, you know, it makes no difference if it's now or in 10 minutes. So there's no difference in those 5 minutes, let's say. Would there be a difference? So according to that, no. Comes along the Beralach and says, well, 1 second, I've got another case to confuse you with. Let's say you have a lender who's lending money, but he also gets a collateral that he could use. Lending money is a big mitzvah, but the collateral, he's benefiting from using the collateral. So is that osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah when he's doing the lending or as he's using the collateral? So says the Gemara, according to one opinion, it is osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah, but he's getting benefit from the collateral. So says the Bir Halacha, maybe you could say that the primary purpose why the lender is lending is not to benefit from the collateral, but rather to do the mitzvah. So again, it goes based on primary purpose. Aruch HaShulchan seems to disagree and it says anytime payment is involved, you don't say osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. Practically speaking, we'll end with this Tshuvas Van Hagas. Rav Sternbuch says he doesn't understand the entire question. He says, I don't get it. The lender, when he lends money, why is a lender lending money? Most of the time, assuming he's not taking interest, then it's for mitzvah purposes. He's being a kind, good-hearted soul for doing it. Would the lender lend the money if he wasn't getting a collateral? Perhaps. He's a smart lender, so therefore he's requiring that you give him collateral so he protects himself. But the mitzvah, here's the key line, the mitzvah, b'lav hachi malvel mitzvah, v'rakrotze gamke m'mashkin v'shimusho. Anytime you would do a mitzvah, that you would have done the mitzvah, regardless of whether you get paid or not, you still say, osik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. And now that would apply to our soldiers. If the soldiers are going to fight anyway, because they want to help the people who are captured, and they're osik b'mitzvah patur mitzvah, whether even if their primary purpose at the end of the day is to get paid, lamaisa, if they would have done it anyway, whether it was for money or whether it was not, because they care about the people that are held hostage, so therefore, you would still say osik b'mitzvah patur mitzvah. Now, where does this have a very big nafkamina? Osik b'mitzvah patur mitzvah, are you really doing the mitzvah fully or not? What about a case of a bris milah, where a moel is getting paid? Is he, if a moel gets paid, is he doing the mitzvah for pure, unadulterated purposes or not? He's getting paid for it. So the Tshuva Van Hagas says, well, it really depends. Would he do the bris milah based on this idea? Would he really do the bris milah if he wasn't getting paid at all? And that is a tough question. Ask that to the moel. Many moelim are very good, and they tell you, we'll do the bris for free. If you want to pay us, you could pay us. But others do not, and they're doing it for the cost. So that would really have relevance for whether you say osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah, if they're doing it only to get paid, or they wouldn't do it if they were not paid. According to this, you would not say osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. So it comes out whether the soldiers are patur from doing mitzvahs really depends whether you could really say that they would do it even without any other ulterior reasons. They would still be in the trenches, still fighting. If the answer to that is yes, and again, there's no pikuach nefesh or any other, or it's totally in this case where they either could do the mitzvah or they could do the tefillin, and nothing is going to happen bad if they just spend 10 minutes doing the tefillin other than the fact that it's annoying to do and it will detract from their mission. I would say it sounds like it's still osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah if the soldiers would otherwise do the battle anyway, regardless of whether they are getting paid. Shkoyach.